Track 3, Main Street. Walking the main street will bring you past some important buildings in the town and take you up to the crossing of the River Camlin. Starting with McGuinness's shop on your left and Centenary Square on your right, Centenary Square was named in 1940 to mark the laying of the foundation stone of St. Mel's Cathedral, which we will visit later. The sculpture by Rory Breslin is a reminder of the emigration from Longford over the centuries and is situated close to the premises where once a ticket agent for the Cunard Line was located. The McGuinness family ran this shop for 100 years. Joe and his brother Frank took part in the Easter Rising in 1916. Joe was elected to the House of Commons as the second Sinn Féin MP in the South Longford by-election of 1917, but refused to take his seat. Later he served as a member in the first Dáil Éireann. Joe's brother Frank, niece Bridget Lyons and a local teacher named Tom Bannon went to Dublin to take part in the Rising on the Tuesday of Easter week. Frank was able to get them through the military cordon on the outskirts of the city by showing his appointment as a Justice of the Peace. He said he had been asked to attend a meeting in Dublin Castle. Next you will pass Garvey's Yard with its wall art. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, the poorest in the town lived in yards off the main street, many occupying outbuildings only suitable for animals or machinery. They were gradually accommodated in council housing from the 1890s onwards. This is the only yard that bears its earliest traceable name from 1854. The next building on your left is the former Bank of Ireland, which dates back to 1834, having been rebuilt in 1872, and retains its Victorian features along with a gateway to its residential laneway. Three buildings now are grouped close on the left: the Longford Courthouse and the Longford Arms Hotel, and opposite the Ulster Bank Building. Donal explains more.
On the main street, you have the courthouse, part of the British establishment, and still is to this day a courthouse, so it's used by the Irish state as the courthouse. But around that, in the late 18th century, 19th century, you also had commerce beginning to emerge. So around that courthouse, you also have the Bank of Ireland, the Ulster Bank, and Allied Irish Bank. And the Ulster Bank in particular is a very fine example of 19th century classical type cut stone building. And internally, it used to also be very beautifully designed with wooden counters and wooden blocks. But that unfortunately got ripped out in the 1960s. But there's still a bit of plaster work on the roof, which is interesting. And just to mention Dublin Street and Chapel Lane, running from the post office out towards Dublin, New Street and Majorswell Road running out of the town. They're very much designed on Georgian style, and that's Longford Town.
The courthouse is one of the oldest buildings in the town, probably dating back to the early 1700s, when a smaller sessions house stood here. It was called a sessions house because of court sessions being held in it. The building accommodated by the County Longford Grand Jury, which was the local authority before the setting up of Longford County Council in 1899. The courthouse was where the County Council and Longford Urban District Council met for many years. In the mid-19th century, it also housed the Theatre Royal, which was a major entertainment venue in the town. The Longford Arms Hotel was originally the principal inn of the town, built by Lord Longford in 1807. It has changed name a few times, being Sutcliffe's Hotel, McElney's Hotel, and then the Longford Arms in the late 19th century. The ornamental window railings on the front were originally on the Grand Hotel in Brighton, England. The Ulster Bank opposite stands in the site of a bakehouse run by James Slowey in the 1840s. Crossing Richmond Street, the Provider's Building on the left is typical of mid-20th century architecture. It is known as Provider's because, for most of its history, it was a hardware shop and builders' providers. Donal again.
Provider's Building is very much a late 20th century building, very modern, of its time. And what that was at the time was modernity arriving into Longford. We had very much a 19th century town, classical architecture, standard rural Irish town, and in the middle of this suddenly appeared this very modern glass box building. And it was literally designed by a Longford builder. Longford's notorious for its builders, famous for its builders. So he literally designed it on the back of a cigarette pack, poured the concrete floors and dressed it up in glass. And that's where Longford got its famous 1960s building. There was one in every important town in rural Ireland. They're nearly all gone now because not particularly attractive. So Longford is actually one of the few towns in Ireland that still has its 1960s example of modernity.
The Groark Solicitors Building has an interesting past, having housed a gentleman's club for local businessmen and professionals at the turn of the 20th century. The building is unusual for its Italianate style on its facade, a building style developed in Britain, not Italy, in the mid-19th century, which became popular across the UK, Australia, and the USA. Pause the player until you cross the River Camlin and are at the former Sean Connolly Barracks.